Ladies and gentlemen, hobos and tramps, cross-eyed mosquitoes and bow-legged ants, I come before you to stand behind you to tell you something I know nothing about. Welcome back, everybody, to the first sideshow in a very long time. We took a little bit of a break from the sideshow so that I could tease you guys with some of our Patreon-exclusive episodes, which our Patreons were gracious enough not to have an issue with me doing. So thank you to all my Patreons. The last 3 weeks, I uploaded 3 episodes of 911 Calls with Cole, which is our Patreon-exclusive podcast. If you would like more of that podcast, go to our Patreon right now, patreon.com/talesbycole. And for Patreons willing to donate $5 or more a month, you get access to this brand new podcast. There are currently 9 episodes, and this weekend, I plan to upload another one, and next week, another 2. My main goal is to offer you guys as much value as possible. But anyways, that's enough of that. Today, I want to talk to you guys about something positive that's come out of the true crime community. Lately, there's been a lot of negativity, a lot of divisiveness, a lot of regressive conversation, so I want to take it back to something that's just a little more positive. Recently, Netflix has uploaded their brand new true crime show, Unsolved Mysteries. And at the end of the episode, they ask viewers to submit tips if they have any information about the real-life cases that they cover within the show, which is obviously a reboot of the old Unsolved Mysteries. But producers weren't expecting quite the response that they got. They got thousands of tips. And one case in particular really turned the zeitgeist key and got everyone talking. And that was the mysterious death of Ray Rivera. Now, there's one specific theory that I want to talk about. Not because I think it's got a huge amount of credence, but because I think it's just so much fun. And at the end of the day, that's what true crime's about. It's about fun, it's about being a little Hardy Boy or a little Nancy Drew and hanging out with your friends and talking late into the night and theorizing. At least that's what it is to me. The first episode of Unsolved Mysteries is titled Mystery on the Rooftop, and it's about the sudden disappearance and death of Ray Rivera, who was a 32-year-old man whose body was found in the Baltimore Belvedere Hotel. Now, the initial theory was that Ray Rivera had jumped, committing suicide from the top of the hotel. But things were a little suspicious on second glance. First off, the hole was so absurdly far away from the ledge of the roof of the hotel. Now, secondly, this fall was hundreds of feet, but his glasses that he was wearing at the time were unscratched, and his cell phone was found fully intact on the roof next to the hole. Now, the cause of death was left undetermined by the medical examiner, but police eventually ruled Ray Rivera's death a suicide. His family, however, definitely had questions. They remained doubtful that he jumped from the roof of his own volition. And they had reason to be doubtful. There was a complete lack of any reasonable evidence that that was the case. Allison Rivera, Ray's wife, also found a note in the house that included cryptic references to the Freemasons fraternity, the cult film director Stanley Kubrick, and the David Fincher film The Game. Now, these are all mainstays in the world of conspiracy theories, but I don't want to delve too much into that, so we're going to leave that alone for now. Now, the movie The Game is about a callous, cold-hearted investment banker, and his brother hires a strange company to empty his bank account, drug him, and bury him alive for his birthday, all without the investment banker knowing. And this is some cockamamie scheme to make him appreciate his life again. It's definitely an odd movie, but the takeaway here is that in the movie, it seems like all the characters are conspiring against the main character, who is the banker. And the movie ends with the investment banker crashing through a glass ceiling onto a cushion. Now, I'm going to give credit here because what I'm about to read comes directly from a post. So in the Unsolved Mysteries subreddit, one user by the name of Zuma Light Blue noticed some similarities between the last scene of that movie, The Game, and the setting of Ray Rivera's death, and wrote this. I am watching the Ray Rivera episode on Netflix, and what really caught my eye was the note Ray wrote on the day he died, and he hid the note behind the computer. It had all these names of actors, his friends and family, quotes from Freemasons, and a list of movies. One of these movies was The Game. Immediately I thought, of course. This is one big scene at the end of the movie where the main character jumped off the roof of a fancy hotel and goes through the glass roof. The similarities to Ray are truly astonishing. The whole movie is about this crazy game that a company arranges that makes you think you lose everything in order to let you appreciate life again. Ray Rivera was an unsuccessful movie scriptwriter, and maybe he got involved in this in some way and tried to imitate the game in one way or another. And this is what I'm talking about. These unsolved mysteries. These true crime mysteries. Or maybe not true crime at all. Maybe it's just a tragic tale of a suicide, someone who just couldn't take life anymore. And I don't blame them, I don't judge them. But either way, it really speaks to the little Nancy Drew and the little Hardy Boy inside of us when we have this moment to come together and to talk late into the night or have long, long, intense conversations on Facebook where all of a sudden you look and there's 65 comments. This is the way that I really want you guys to listen to my podcast, and I can't dictate that, but that's how I write them. I want it to be as much about the victim and telling their story as I want it to be about inspiring the little storyteller, the little theory crafter inside of you. Now, Unsolved Mysteries creator Terry Dunn Muir brought this post to Ray's wife Allison Rivera's attention, and he was quoted as saying in the Entertainment Weekly article, "She doesn't place any significance on the movie The Game." Now, maybe there is some credence to this little theory, the similarities. Maybe he tried to jump through the glass instead of straight through the metal. There's certainly a lot of questions left. He got through the metal, his body was beaten and battered, but it had no abrasions like you'd expect by bursting through sheer metal roofing. This is not a sponsored statement, but if you haven't checked out Unsolved Mysteries already, I definitely suggest you do. It's a lot of fun. Anyways, guys, that's it for this week's episode of The Sideshow. If you enjoyed the episode or any of my other episodes, please think about going and leaving a 5-star review. Every single 5-star review gets me one step closer to getting out of my mother's basement. And if you want to listen to more 911 calls with Cole, please feel free to visit us on patreon.com/talesbycole. Or you can visit us on Facebook by searching Tales by Cole Podcast Discussion Group. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't forget to lock the door.